ආරයන වග්ග 37 යේ සුත්ත බිෆෝ ගෝයින් ටු ද ෆෝමල් ට්‍රැඩිෂනල් ටොපික් ඉෆ් දෙයර් ආර් එනි අදර් ස්ටේට්මන්ට්ස් ඕ කමටාන් වාර්තා reports or anything, I would like to give take few minutes about that, and then we are going to go to Tissamitthiya Sutta.
Asai Bante, we have not received any reports in Zoom session today.
Yeah. So therefore, we can go for the particular Sutta, and I invite Venerable Chandaratana to give us or table us the today's topic, please.
Yeah, this is 823, 23rd verse, available in Sutta Nipata, and it is coming under Tissa Metteya Sutta, and it is going like this. Atha satthani kurute paravadehi chodito, esa kvasa maha gedho mosa chajjang pagahati. Atha satthani kurute paravadehi chodito, esa kvasa maha gedho mosa chajjang pagahati. Sinhala meaning going like this. Igbiti paravadein choditavu he duscharita namati shastrayan kirei. Mrushavadeta besagani. Evu kali ohuta maha bandhana yaki.
ඒකට ගියේ
6
කීවෙනි සූත්‍ර කීවෙනි ගාතාවද සූත්‍රේ මේ මේ සූත්‍ර නිපාතේ පොඩ පොඩක් ගෙන දෙනවා සූත්‍ර නිපාතේ 6 stanza so that you can go by the 6th
okay yes the 6th stanza then he prepares weapons of defense yes. When reproached by the words of others, this is a great thicket for him that he sinks into false speech. I'll read it again. Then he prepares weapons of defense when reproached by the words of others. This is a great thicket for him that he sinks into false speech.
Great ticket, what is the, how is the Pali single term? No, no, Sastrini, that is the false speech. Yeah.
Typically, ticket means...
Ticket is like...
Barrier.
No, actually, now ticket of views now in...
Jale.
Exactly, that's right.
There's a single of single word.
Single translation is not good. So
you read it. I will pinpoint the word.
Ikbiti paravadein choditavu he duscharita namati shastrayan kerei mushavadeta besagani evu kali ohata maha bandhaneki.
Maha bandhaneki. Mandane is the ticket.
Okay.
Maha bandhaneak, that is, he is a bondage for him. He can't walk and he is taking the weapon. They are thorny things. That's a false language. The false allegations. So you see, you are finding fault with me. Nowadays, it's very clear for Satipasala. Many people are coming out with this and that complaints. So when we are also doing such a great balancing, and while balancing, some people coming out with the theoretical. This is wrong, this is wrong. So you try to be a multi-faith, therefore you have diluted the Buddhism. This is one way. The other thing is, you are invariably tackling the different people with the idea of missionary work. You have a hidden agenda. We try to give just bare attention, but your hidden idea is to take them into Buddhism. Because we are giving multi-faith. So you see, so therefore I am very aware of this, because some people presently directly accused us, telling these things. And I kept these things too. And then I see, am I defensive or offensive? Both wrong. Because we are at ground level, grassroots level, we are working. So like people telling that, no, no, these things are not the first time in the history, so you are doing so and so. So I collected some articles. Some people are riding the wave. They are not going to say, not we are not diluting Buddhism. We are not taking the Nibbana out of Buddhism. And we have no hidden agenda for non-Buddhist people. Because this is what we are going to do. So there's a tendency, you are exaggerating at its ultimate amount to be a false speech. Because you are defensive and you are in a thicket. You are in a bondage, some or the other, I have to justify Satipatthana. I have no such a fear. I have no such a fever. Satipatthana is not my baby. Yesterday, I read few articles. I wish to translate them into Sinhala. They will be really enlightening. And they say the UK is mindful initiative at the parliamentary level, at the inter-party. Between all the parties accepted. And Ryan, when someone is a senator in America, he is writing a book, he has already written a book on mindful nation. When the Donald Trump was in the chair, he was the president, he says, I am going to declare this thing. And he has undertaken 10-day retreat, and they are not Buddhist. Then they are the opposite department, they are in the other party, the leaders, I mean countries, propagating God-based religions. And this argument also, this article was written by John Kabat-Zinn. He is a Jew. And people are hitting against him. You started MBSR, Mindful Basis Stress Reduction, and that is a commercialization of Buddhism, no Nibbana, and you are selling it, and it is multi-billion this thing. So every accusation is coming to Dhammaji also. So I am taking them, I am studying, carefully studying, and some of them are my friends, some of them are not my friends, but I am not moved by it. I am not in a thicket. Because I have the Nisarnavane problems, I have Kaduvila problems, I have my health problems and all the kind of thing. What this? So therefore we have to understand what I can do is take the refuge of falsified speech. I can use exaggerations amount to be a falsified. So I have to take quotations from the Buddha. I have to bring the quotation from Mindful Initiative. I have to get the mindful quotation from the Ryan, I can't remember the name, and John Kabat-Zinn, and say, this is like that. So you can verify it is in the society at large, in the stage. So I have not taken a decision. Accusations are there. I am running. And the very nicely it happened, please correct me if I am wrong, and there is a huge movement, what you call COD, cooperation of different parties or something like that for the environmental balancing. And the last one was in Paris. It was a failure because UK, USA withdrawn. And they decided to have $315 billion in order not to develop developing countries, to keep them for the reservation of oxygen, not to have so much of industrialization and deforestation. And the third world countries are happy, but the first world countries are not funding. So now decide to have $1 billion, $100 billion. And fairly it is successful. Now the second happened 2021 at the Glasgow. And 26 government leaders talk 2 minutes each. What is their responsibility about the weather, this thing? So while I'm reading, luckily Venerable Buddha Rakita was here. And I was discussing with him. And it's a huge issue. And some of our Satipatthana members asked me, can I chair this meeting whereby the answer is mindfulness for the climatic changes? Answer is faith. Answer is a prayer. So now they wanted to have a conference with Buddhism. Can you chair? Then I told, why not? And there was another Rinpoche, not the Dalai Lama. He also came. He told Dhammaji, how this is good. Now it is happening. So when I am reading, luckily, Buddha Rakhita pointed out, this is an issue, but it's not significant. And the last president of the last conference, he has whole knowledge. He says, it's an issue. But if you are investing the 350 billion or trillion money for another thing, it is more beneficial than climate change. So climatic change, it reduces into the air pollution. Take care about air pollution. Yes, I agreed. But don't exaggerate it. So he became so popular, so I keep on reading. Sometimes people come and attack him, telling he is making insignificant. But he is very thorough understand. He knows the climatic parameters and these things, how it is changing. He says unwantedly people are just like corona. Corona is an issue. But there may be a lot of other, viral fevers, almost like corona. Insignificant, no one is talking. Nowadays they are not talking about the common runny nose, no stomach pain, no fever. Only issue is corona. So it is not corona, it's a campaign. We have to understand it, not that telling that corona is not available. It's available this much. You have to keep it in a proper place and take action, but don't react. So climatic zone also, if at all, me to talk, I have not given my ideas yet. Only a few minutes I gave a conference in meditation. Do this and see. Now we are going to see when we are meditating how it affects the society, how it affects the world vibration to the others. It is not necessary we being Buddhist, Buddha's son. So we are doing. And therefore, when you are learning mindfulness, that also we have to understand what we are talking on mindfulness, not the traditional accepted mindfulness. We are talking bare attention, a lower level of mindfulness. It is not initiated by me. It is initiated by Jnanaponikamaduru. And Jnanaponikamaduru is the person convinced Bhikkhu Bodhi to come here and practice. And Bhikkhu Bodhi found it is wrong. Bear attention. And Bhikkhu Bodhi's article is with me. Therefore, recently British government appointed the committee and he told, mindfulness is good, but it makes the people selfish. People introvert. So therefore, mindfulness has to go with compassion. And in this article, it's very nice, and he has sent a copy to Bhikkhu Bodhi. You told earlier, mind you, that you told mindfulness is having that weakness. We have now, that's a compassion has to come. So Bhikkhu Bodhi said, Dhammaji, you are the person to answer this, because if you have not introduced mindfulness with the compassion, please read this article. So I told Bhante, we are accepting the impromptu kindness, random act of kindness, and kindful sitting. We accepting, I will answer. We got the answer, Satisampajanya Sutta. I have not answered Bhikkhu Bodhi. We say compassion won't work. Wisdom is working. Satisampajanya, not Sati compassion. Sati compassion is a marketing idea. It won't work. It is not lasting. It has a short-term effect. But Satisampajanya, long term, and your personality change and your behavior is not socially prominent, but it's working. Exactly when someone is criticizing you, if you are going to take defensive, you have to take refuge of the false speech or exaggeration. Then you are in trap. You have to understand, you have to tell them, yes, what you are telling is correct, but I am not sorry to accept your percentage, your gradation. It must be kept in the proper place. Your criticism is okay, but it's nothing. I don't care, because my concern is with the big chunk rather than these trivial things. For this one, we must have a certain amount of attention, yes, but you are putting tipping upside down, making something exaggerated. And the Buddha says, we must be very clear comprehension, clear comprehension, this thing in the orderly manner or proportionate manner. Don't exaggerate. So this is the point for the leader should have. Otherwise he can say, yes sir, this is very important, and that is what the government is doing now. They are creating some kind of issues and talking highly to hide day-to-day unsatisfactoriness or the suffering or poor. And this is that you are talking that this is very important. So it's a very good, cricket is a very good issue. Corona is a very good issue. Climatic change is a very good, they are fancy. And Venerable Buddha Rakita told, they are the way Illuminatis are working. They keep Illuminati, they are keeping the people busy. Very philosophical thing. And they exaggerate. And we all say, yes, yes, because we can't not say no. But you have to keep it in a proper place. And if you are going to react, you will take weapons, defensive, the falsified speech, exaggerated speech. Ultimately, you are caught up in trap. You have to tell, this is an issue, yes. I will come into that, but when the proper time comes, the proper proportion, don't exaggerate. So, Satipasala, climatic issue, this corona issue, and the Sri Lankan present crisis, I think nothing special. Nothing special in the human history. People, nowadays, artificial intelligence, media, they are making hell. We are not in the media in the sense, but we are in the media in the sense. I am a media person. I am always studying everyone's idea, but I don't know media. We don't have television, we don't have media, we don't have anything. But I am fully alert. So that is the beauty of mindfulness. You are fully armed, you are not reacting. But someone come and ask for the game, you whack the fellow on the spot, in front of people, because we are not naturally going for the game. We are at the grassroots level. We are working like 18-19 hours a day. We are working with the sick people and the corona people and the ignorant people and unmindful people. So we can't say we are after eating, we are sleeping. No. We are in the game. But for the last civil war, Jaffna, you know Jaffna, our northern part, people are very poor, very innocent. So the terrorists wanted to keep them poor, keep them innocent, in order to have the human defense system. And see, so much of people are suffering, and therefore please give money. Canadian people give enough money. Australian people give enough money. And the right round Buddhist countries, they give license illegally to import weapons, thinking we nationalistic, suppressing them. And the bloody Tamils are the people suppressing their own citizens. They wanted to have show, the campaign. They know. So what the Ranil Wickremesinghe did was ask them to come to Colombo, and they says, please come and see, we are not devils. We are human. And our children are learning. You people are not learning because of your leaders. Ultimately, people came to know what the picture they are making internationally, what the picture they are making in the suppression to the locally, is not possible to keep as a secret. Open it. So exactly the thing happened with the Muslims. Muslims are educated now. They are learned in the top-class universities. Now, this is discrimination of ladies and discrimination of non-believers. I mean, they can do, but the world is mature. Instead of telling you are Muslim, yes, please come, share with us. And therefore, whenever you or someone is critical about you, you have to understand in the proper proportion. Don't say no. I mean, vehemently you can't say because you are not omniscient knowledge. But you can't say, for the moment you are in this bubble, you are in this exaggeration. Okay, you can talk, but I take it to the proper proportion. In my timetable, so much of time I can give. But please, It is not so significant to me. So I categorize climate issue, I categorize this corona issue, I categorize as the third world country, the suppression, I categorize this conspiracy theory, I categorize this Illuminati theories. You must be aware. You must be aware, but don't let the people to take you for a ride. Don't buy. Therefore, you have to have your defense system. Not the thermal arsenal missile system. You must have analytical power, how to analyze something and do. Therefore, Parayana Vagga is such a cream. It gives all the answers for anything because therefore Buddhists are not reading this. This is called Sutta Nipata. You can't decline it. It's the what you call gist of Dhamma. Their language is archaic. We are reading only Bhikkhu Bodhis. Unfortunately, Bhikkhu Bodhi is biased to the commentary, but even the commentary has been translated, that's fairly good. But Vinaya Jnanananda, he never take the commentary, he take other linguistic knowledge in order to give a new radical interpretation about these tensas. But he never did it. He did for Samyutta Nikaya anthology, but he never tackled it. Luckily, a lot of things been translated in the Nivaneni Vimadesana, so we can understand. I don't know whether Jnananda is correct or Venerable Bhikkhu is correct, but we must take them as in a proportionate, and both of them, I don't expect them both of them as enlightened beings. No. I mean, they are advanced people than me. They are definitely advanced, but they are not. They have their own questions. I have my own questions. I will keep them in a proper place. And if you do not know, you can't run a marriage. You can't run a boutique. You can't run a monastery. You can't run a company if you do not know the proportion. It's called priority selection. So it's a very good stanza. So this, according to this thing, Tissamitthiya, what we read is 23. Atha santhani kurute paravadehi chodito. Esa kvasa maha gedho mothavajyang paha pagahati. Ikpiti paravadehi chodito he duccharitanamichi shastriyan kerei. Mrushavadin, Mrushavadita Bethagan, he had annitne. Usually he don't know he is telling exaggerated. He don't know he is telling something falsified. But on defense, his natural outlook is gone. No sati sampajanya. So he answers a partial, often take wrong language. But under such circumstances, so Pandita Sayadaw says, don't accuse him telling that you are lying. When you are meditating, for example, your object disappeared and you are being challenged now. What to do? What to not? And where to keep and place? And therefore, he come with different defense systems. Either sleep, fall into sleep. I do get up and go, I can't do because I feel fed up. I'll bored. I'll monotonous. I'll ask that my teacher do not understand it. He says mindfulness, and ultimately mindfulness is killed by mindfulness. Object is killed by kill. Is he don't know. So all these things, Buddha says, 7 wrong views. 6 wrong views can happen. So teacher must be there in order to tell him, you are in this wrong view now. Only 6, darling, don't worry. Please understand your trap. And I am not accusing you. You are a michadit, you are falsified language. No. You are in a mix. That is my help. Please look, this is a view. And that's what you wrote that article about this Prabhasava Sutta. So it's a very intermediate stage where teacher must take constructive and beautiful language. But never, he says, some people says, Upanishad says, I can see the breath 10, 20 cycles continuously. He says, principally, you can't. which is that 10-20 mind is wandering 1,001 times. You don't know. But you say, I can keep the mind 10 minutes with the mindfulness, with the primary object of 10 cycles. He says, it is not falsified. It's a kind of exaggeration, but it's the way you start. So therefore, you are not accusing them. You say, okay, but I will tell you, each and every in-breath, last stage, you can't see. Disappearing of the breath, you can't see. But you have you seen, you can't see? No. At that time, where was the mind? Was it mindful? Is it wandering? What is it? I mean, that is the point you have to approach. So therefore, you must not hit the fellow. I to tell, now you hit the point, but you are camouflage, gloss over, and you try to give the answer with the known views. But your thing is there, you are wrong place in the wrong plate. Look at it, so therefore do with this uncertain idea, observe again and again, please see, it is you can't gloss over. There are cracks. Look into that. But teachers do not know that. Who Pandita-sahaja knew it. But I am following his followers, no one knows about that. He says, keep on noting, 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 if it is not, not something. So likewise, ultimately keep the person occupied, but he missed the bus. So that whenever someone is telling, we have to have the idea to understand what kind of wrong view he is. And it is not wrong, it's a halfway, interim report. That is why the interim report is. You have to tell these things can happen. And everyone take one of the six wrong views. So please let me know. Yours, please, if you can have, let me know. Mine, if you can see. And mindfulness is, even without that rapport, it is refining you. By nature, it is refining you. So therefore, don't take refuge of the wrong language, wrong formulas, wrong theories. It appears like your mitta, your friend. But ultimately, you are taken to for a ride. Already you are taken for a ride. So keep that unboiled situation and boiling pot as such. Just continue. Many can't. Do you want to arrive at a decision, conclusion? Therefore, it says, increase the observation, reduce the inference. Don't decide. Please, non-judgmental. Keep on going. And the article I read, about the mindfulness is, it is too early to tell. John Kabat-Zinn says, it's too early to tell whether the mindfulness is doing a good or bad. Now we are in the experiment, so why should we rush in to tell it is good or bad? It's too early to tell. So that means non-judgmental, non-decisive, and choiceless. So he keeps the opportunity to go to Nibbana. Whenever you arrive at a decision, you trap. Because often you take a wrong language as your refuge. Okay, we can go ahead, please. Okay, what is the number you are in your stanza? This is 823.
That was
819
we just covered.
19. Four stanzas. Wrong languages. Make
it in there. What? 824. Sutta Nipata Tisamitaya Sutta 824. Panditoti Samanyato Eka Chariyang Adittito. අථාපි මේතුනේ යුත්තෝ මඤ්ඤ මන්දෝව පරිකිස්සති පණ්ඩිතේ පණ්ඩිතෝති සමඤ්ඤාතෝ ඒකචරියං අදිට්ඨිතෝ අථාපි මේතුනේ යුත්තෝ මන්දෝව පරිකිස්සති සිංහල මීනින් පළඹු පණ්ඩිතේකයි ප්‍රසිද්ධ වූ එකලා වාසේහි පිහිටි හේ පසුකල්හි මෙවුම් දම්හි නියලියේ මූඩේකු සෙයින් කෙලසෙන්නේ
So this is the bani or B A N E, how to pronounce bani? B-A-N-E. There's a term. Bane. I don't know. Bane of the religion. Whenever someone go to religion, he is falling into this trap. He's an innocent person. When he's going and ultimately people are accusing and he's trying to give this and that answer, ultimately he has nothing to get the dopamine enzyme, only sex remain. Soon he goes there, everything finished. So all the other traps, all the religions are traps, but the Buddha keep the dukkha satcha in the front of it. Suffering. Truth of suffering. So therefore, the saint and psychopaths, that book explain why the Buddha is keeping the wrong thing in front. The dukkha. Out of four noble truths, you would have taken the fourth noble truth in the front. The truth of liberation. But he kept the dukkha of suffering. Buddha, all the other religions give a gloss to all asana, beautiful paradise picture. But ultimately, panditoti samanyato. He claimed that I must be a wise person. So he developed his sila sikha, samadhi sikha, but it's fairly successful. Ekacharyang aditya, I'll say, no second person, I'm living a celibate life. I mean, it's a radical reflection in action. Many people are coming to advise us, they can't even determine like that. They don't have such a courage. So therefore, we are born revolutionaries. We can say registered bachelors. Understand? The Godwin used to say, the Dipal Surerachi, he went to the Dipal Surerachi house and it's a happily married young couple, successful. I am very happy to visit and I am declaring I am a registered bachelor. We can have no problem. So, and Athabi Metune Yuddho, so whenever pressure happens, only release is sex. There's no other way. Because it's always served table. Seeing pictures, hearing music, smell, taste, touch, and the sexual intercourse, and talking about that. And soon you touch it, fallen there. Trap. So this is, you can see, you can read The Family by the Dan Brown. That's a huge book, novel, called Family. The Pope is running a family, but he declare like a celibate person. He has the mistress and the young girl and two sons. He appears like a celibate god, but he's running a family. And you can see how the dirty games are happening, how he's killing other people and poisoning and shooting and all the kind of thing. And so that history is written. I'm not fighting against this thing. A Hindu, all the sadhus appear like gods. All of a sudden, man is missing. Fallen into a lady. Sex. Finished. And most of the beautiful good monks sent to Burma under the patronage of the two kings. And when they go there, in the Burmese girls are always very close with the monks. And the soon he see a dancing girl, he disrobed. And both the kings ashamed. You send your Dhammaduta, the missionary work monk, but the next day he disrobed and living a family life in Burma. We also ashamed. The Burmese people are telling that your missionary people are coming and because they have not exposed you in such a way, when you go to Burma, they directly come and offer. That disrobe is natural thing for them. But when this happened, so therefore, Mithuna Dhamma is kind of a trap. So whenever you develop the fame, gain and everything, that can happen. Therefore, this is a trap of religion. This is the trap for religion. That is why Karl Marx says it is like opium. People are very happy to declare that I am a sage, I am a celibate, I am so and so. This is not in the communist Dhamma. Communist is only materialism. no spirituality. He says, this is the that there are many people in Sri Lanka now. They say religion is completely destructive, misleading the government. Whenever politics and the religion get together, fall down. If you keep these two separate, the countries are developing. But only lead at all, both of them must be go together is Gandhi. If politics is not religion, or the religion is not politics, it is no existence. Because they are always living together. Though no South Korea, North Korea, Singapore, they are not accepting the religion. American government, constitution, it's a secular. But George Bush too changed it. He became the World Vision member. And John F. Kennedy, the Freemason. They were in the cult groups. Now, no way. And Sri Lanka also, monks went to parliament. Political parties. So government leaders, what to do? Can we sit in the opposition party? Or should we listen to the monks? And very well analyzed by the work of the kings, by R.L. Seniviratne. And before that, Tambaya, Betrayal of Buddhism. That book is banned in Sri Lanka. The second book is available. Bhikkhu Bodhi says, please translate this into this thing, because if monks without knowing that, they claim that I am a sage, they claim that I am a celibate person, so please listen, I am talking the Buddha. But whenever threat happens, whenever the tension and frustration happen, sex is the only answer. So you get trapped. Soon you touch it, everything gone. So therefore, the first Parajika, first Sanghaji says, is the we feel like unwanted thing for the monk's life, and otherwise you would have spent the monk's life very happily and joyfully and kind of thing. But bloody thing kept in front. And for that, some monk says, don't care about these things. You just develop monks and number of heads. Number of monks' population is the main thing. But people do so. No, they know the Buddha has its own meaning. To keep the first Parajika, to keep the first truth of suffering, to keep the first Sanghaji says, intact. So you can't keep it in that without mindfulness. I mean, by just determination, you can't keep. Because you are living in the sexual world. The monks are invited for ceremonies and kind of thing. He's not in the forest, even if he's a forest monk. So therefore, if you do not understand it, you may find fault with the Buddha or Vinaya or other people, other monks are looking at critically you and all the kind of thing. Therefore, to understand sex is something, it's a commonly open, ready-made table. Easily you can say, so soon you go there, the Buddha found money is the trap. Soon you get money, you have sex. If you have money, all the five senses sexually you can abuse. So many do not understand the danger of money. In Sri Lanka, you can't even talk. You can't talk. People come and talk about, give advices, anything. So I am simply asking, do you accept 10 precepts? No. They are not up to 10 precepts. But having so much of PhDs and double doctors and professors and advising others, even the government, they don't have. So therefore, one thought moment of mindfulness, what a kind of a blessing. One thought moment or one breath, one left, one right. What a good, because you are not declared in this sense. You are just walking. You are not just breathing. And you know, even if you are walking, even if you are breathing, if you do not know the gravity, you never go to Nibbana. That is why we are discussing these things. We must have theory understand. We must understand how to cut through and have the proportion. We are keeping the thought moment with the mindfulness. It's not a one moment issue. It's a long historical the background. We have our own history, how we meditate. Earning is not for this moment. It's a long history. We are appreciating our own path, the patipada, and keep as much as possible more and more thought moments. Otherwise, if you're going to prove it by argumenting or kind of thing, it's not done. It's not up to. So these stanzas, it's happy like coming from the different atmosphere, different world. Of course, relevant to us, but nowadays people are not interested in for this kind of thing. And interpretations also, Palama Panditikaya Prasiddhu Ekalavase Pitim Pihiti He, Mevundanmi Niyaliye Modegusein Kelasenne. So people now try to sympathize this kind of thing. Can't help that he went to this robe and kind of sympathize. Can't help because sympathizers are not followers, sympathizers are not meditating people, they just sympathize. It appears like a social, like with the compassion, but wisdom-wise, they are the people holding in Sri Lanka highest post. After disrobing, they are being offered so much of good jobs in Sri Lanka. Disrobe people.
What's the word? They are being offered what?
Disrobe. They are getting jobs, good posts, and they are the consultants. You see, then people can't look. Where to look? Even the government appreciation is for them. Because they know how to ride the wave now. They are running a family life, and you know the rules and regulation. So all the monks, they know he is a disrobed person. So this is a nice game. Nice game. So that kind of a sympathy, that kind of I could say it is callous, because we put compassion first. If you keep the wisdom first, you have to understand the not disrobing is the main theme in this whole sutta. Not to have temporary monkhood and kind of thing. And whenever necessary, you can have sex and again come back. I mean, legally okay, Vinaya is okay. But the main idea of the Buddha is one thought moment, knowingly you maintain celibacy. Almost like Arahant. You have to know it. You have to do it. You have to appreciate it and talk about it. And for the last 40 years, it is increasing. People, many people adhering to that is increasing. Not decreasing.
What's increasing?
The proper side, people like a celibacy life, living celibate. That is increasing. We call it a conscious army. With all the government leaders are wrong, religious leaders are wrong, and the society is innocent. So therefore they are a single man army, one man army. They just keep celibacy life and live. That is called good vibrations. And conscious army, so we have to understand they are not regimented like other armies, but they are the only people maintain the balance of the world, the natural balance. But they are not belongs to this party or this nationality, nothing. I would say they are human. All the others are not human. They are biased. They are partial. So therefore these suttas are really the crux. We can go. Some if Thavura Dinwada, anyone is happy to contribute or share. Otherwise we are going to go to the 8 to 5.
Kivan? 825. Etamadinava Nyatva Munipubabare Idha. Ekacharyan Dalhang Kaira. න නිසේවේත මේ තුනං හේතමාදීනවං ඤත්වා මුනි පුබ්බාපරේ ඉද ඒකචරියං දල්හං කෛරා න නිසේවේත මේ තුනං
මේ ශාස්ත්‍රයේ මානතෙම මාන දැමී සැපත්
හා පසු කල විපත් කල විපත් හා
යන තෙල ආදීනව දැක එකලා වාසය දැඩි කරන්නේ මේ උන්දන් නොසෙවුනේ he knows the pros and cons of disrobing and living in the monk's life and keep away from the intercourse or sexual sensuous pleasure, and that is there. So you may read the English part, please.
Having known this danger here in the before and after, a Muni should resolve living alone. He should not resort to sexual intercourse. Having known this danger here in having known this danger here in the before and after, a Muni should resolve living alone, should resolutely live alone. He should not resort to sexual intercourse.
So this part was not available in Freudian psychology. He told our every behavior, mental, physical, and verbal, nothing but sex. So the other people accused Freudian is a Jewish phonography. He gave a good presentation. Everyone's behavior is nothing but sex. Buddha, comparatively to all, it is nothing but sensuous pleasure, not the sex. He expanded and he says, you can get out of that this trap, Nibbana. Sigmund Freud never talk about Nibbana. He's not giving any kind of a soul-oasis, but the Buddha is giving. And he says behavior is not controlled completely solely by sex, but sensuous pleasure. So therefore, two people comparing the Freudian and Buddhist psychology and say the parallelism and the difference. So that part is the sexual part is taboo in Sri Lanka, not in the school subjects. Recently, the government wanted to include the sex education to the children. And it was a huge, heated argument. Because sexual misuse and abuse of the young children is increasing. But the people defense, they say, number is increasing, but still insignificant. But by teaching sex, the young people test it. Because they have never learning. And the justification is going to give. That their argument, ultimately government withdraw. Sex education. But in the West, it is natural, I think. It's openly you can discuss. But in Asiatic countries, so that is what Sarath told last time. But in India, there is a Kama Sutra and temples with all the sexual postures. All the rock carvings are there. Few temples, all animal and sex with animals and the same sex and the sexual intercourse, all the postures, and ultimately Gandhi wanted to destroy them. They have destroyed part and partial of it. This is also Asia. Education is there. And it's a temple. I told that it's only commonly over talk in the West. No, he told not the West. In Burma, there's a book called Sanskrit Buddhism of Burma. And it says there's a one sect of monks they call Ari Sangha. And they say there's a rule, the first day after the marriage, the lady should live with the monk. Then only it goes to the husband, the ritual. And they must bring meat, areca nut, betel leaves, tobacco, everything to the monks. So those who have given it, they have written the Sellipigan? Inscriptures telling we have offered so much so to this particular temple. This is the word very famous in Burma before King Anuruddha. And there's one monk, small province in Molamiyain. I can't remember the king. And he was protecting the pure Buddhism. So after conquering the whole country, the chief king asked that the junior prince "Oh king, please give me Theravada. I heard the message from the Molamiyan to powerful king Anuvartha is through one monk called Arahant. They say it's a Sri Lankan monk. He brings the message telling in the province, such province, that real Dhamma is there. But you are following is Arisanga. It's completely wrong. Ultimately, he never killed Arisanga. He chased them away and conquered the small area where Molamiyan was. And King Gettho got hold the king and took the Tripitaka books with 32 elephants. He took the Tripitaka to Bagan and established Theravada. So before that, it was completely destroyed and still these temples are available. That is called Sanskrit Buddhism. That book I had with myself, but someone was doing a MSc or PhD, I gave the copy. Now this book is not available. It's published in English government, in English medium. So each and everywhere, in the India also, they started Tantra. Tantra means husband and wife, both of declare them as monks, wearing the same pyjama and living together. King killed everything. But they had the sharp knowledge. They had the very, very, very refined knowledge. Well, sex is no problem for them. It is not a taboo. But the king was not happy. Tantrism. And Mahayana Buddhism went into it. Theravada never. A Hindu and Mahayana come together in the Tantrism. But the Theravadis completely keep them as a taboo. No sex and five precepts itself. On word it cut off. And in the Bhikkhuna Passe Sutta, the Buddha says that the hatred can be removed by hate. Food can be removed by the food. Your desire can be removed by the desire, but not the sex. Don't touch it. If you touch, you're cut off. So I read, as far as I was in Nilambe, because these things are that young people very happy to read about the sex taboos and kind of thing. Kodin says, books are available. If you wish take, don't tell me that I gave you. Books are in the library. One day, there was a big, inquiring mind, big paper from the Inside Meditation Society. That's a paper, regular paper. That's a completely page article, how Tantrism and mindfulness work together. And it says, I am a lady, I have gone to Tibet, and I know tantric sutras, and the one lady must offer to the practicing monk, if she have sex, I am giving for you to test, but not to do it. How not to have sex, even the lady is offering. So there are different stages, and that is the kind of a test. So she says, many monks are becoming... They are ordained because they expect a lady may come and offer. Once offered, what is happening? And they are becoming monks in order to get that. Therefore, you bloody ladies, be careful. They are not proper monks. But they are testing with naked women by looking at, even then they don't get sexual feeling. And that's why the nakedness in the Jaina people, Jain monks, they are not wearing. I mean, if someone is having the sex thoughts, he can't live in the society. Because he has to wear nothing. Even the ladies were there. They are living in the naked. So, but the Buddha never appreciated it. So therefore, there's a lot of details about that sex taboos. So in Sri Lanka, parents and children, they are not happy to talk about that. And the teacher and the students, they don't happy. They don't have, but the doctors and the patients, but the industry is happening. Sex industry is happening. So if the government need money, just like Las Vegas, simply we have to declare we are free, then enough money. You know, Singapore had the 5 acres filled land for casino. And it is on towers, there's a big ship-like building for casino. Singapore people has to pay $500 to go into. But the Westerners, other countries, free. So they are taking enough money. Mukadda anikrata me just like Singapore. Recently we gave it to the China from USA, not the Mexico. No, Taiwan, Hong Kong. Exactly the same. They are open to anything. So economy is no problem. So we have to weigh whether should we need the culture or economy. They are contradictory. Culture means that you are restraining yourself. I'm not about the telling of the monks. I am telling about the lay people. And I listened to 2-3 divorce cases recently. And the husband is very critical about the wife. But husband also says, I am doing adultery. But when your wife is caught, about to kill. And some wives are telling, I am also doing adultery, but my husband is no good. What we are talking about? From the mindfulness point of view, we are cheating each other. So I am telling, so you are not a problem to the society, your problem society is not the problem to you. You don't have mindfulness. Talk about, come out and tell why mindfulness, who is pure? No. And they are very happy to talk with monks. Counseling. Many monks are going counseling. Ultimately, they dissolve. There are monasteries, they are always happy to talk about the divorce cases and frustration and tension about the young cloud. Ultimately, whenever you see that, you come as a young person to me and you are telling about this frustration, this tension, and if I can answer this, definitely you get attracted to me. It's natural. But if you are a girl and if I am giving a solid answer, that's unending attachment. So I have to disrobe and marry you. I am marrying another mad girl. And this is what happens. So therefore, if we are openly, if we take the situation openly, no, there is nothing to hide. But keeping us hidden, we can run a justifiable society just on books. But there's no such. But mindfulness is choicelessly be aware. Evenly suspended attention, this is what happens. But therefore, one thought moment you are meditating, forgetting about everything and celebrate life. And if you can increase it, you are the winner. You need no any second hand, any equipment, no knowledge. You can live. And how can we pass this kind of a knowledge at the girl or boy at the grade 4? Or age 4? Very difficult. Because they have not come up to the age now. And we came and we claim we have mindfulness. And we are tackling that kind of a question. Is it a preventative or is it therapeutic? Mindfulness very hard in preventative way. Very therapeutic, yes, because he is in trouble. He has to have something. It's burning issue is there. So we can find the ways and means how mindfulness is giving the answer. But if it is preventative, very difficult. Special language you have to learn. So we are going to end the discussion because time is over. Thank you very much for the participation.